In at least one place, the land of Pharaoh. It also talks about Egypt as the land of slavery. In fact, the name Egypt in Hebrew, Mitzrayim, really is the plural word for slavery, bondage. The idea that the Jews saw is that in the Torah, there's a contest between God and Pharaoh. In Egypt, Pharaoh provided. He provided everything the people needed, or so they believed. God wanted his people to accept that God alone was the one who would provide. And as they learned that, God would take them to the promised land, which is up here. And that's what the Bible calls your land. Often the land I promised or the land I will give you. Okay, it's God's land, but I will give it to you. In between those two is this land, which is the desert. And that's the land where God wanted, or so the rabbis understood, God wanted his people to depend totally on him. Not Egypt, where Pharaoh provided, but he wanted them to learn that absolutely everything in life is dependent on Almighty God. And when they had learned it, they would then come to the promised land, and they wouldn't forget God as the one who provided everything. Now, if you read the passages I suggested for this week, you notice how often in Deuteronomy God says, remember, remember, and when you get there, don't you dare forget that I am the Lord your God and I provided all these things. The question is, would they learn what the desert has to teach? So let's go there and ask, what is it that the desert has to teach? And I'm going to skip a little bit because I always have more material than I have time for. So please be patient with me if you would. Couple of things. Listen to the biblical text. What is the desert? Well, the desert is where God will lead you. You don't know the way. So in the desert, you learn to trust God to lead you one step at a time. The desert is the place where you learn that God, you learn how to love God as you follow him. The book of Hosea, you loved me and followed me. And love for God comes as a person follows the leadership of God, at least so the rabbis thought, the Bible taught. It's also the place you're tested. Not tested in the sense of push to the edge, but tested in the sense to say, are you really ready? Are you really ready to live where you can be productive and successful in a land that isn't totally dependent on God, at least to outward appearance? Are you ready? Then he brought you water out of the rock. The desert is the place where water is totally dependent on God's gracious gift. You don't get it by yourself. You depend on God. He gave you manna, bread in the desert. Doesn't come through your sweat, your planting, and your plowing. Manna comes only from the gift of God. So you learn, the desert is where only God can provide what I need. Venomous snakes are going to bite you in the desert. And the only way to be saved from the venomous snake bites are to follow the leadership of God. And if you are bitten, to look at the snake that God put up on a pole to provide you healing. So healing comes from God. Sorry, I put too many up there. I cared for you in the desert. When I fed them, they were satisfied. And when they were satisfied, they forgot me. And the rabbi said, oh, look at that. They didn't fully learn the lessons of the desert. They saw the water, they saw the manna, they saw the healing of the poisonous snakes, they followed the leadership, but when they got to the land and they had enough and they were satisfied, they forgot. And so God will lead them back out into the desert again, the book of Hosea says. You saw all the great things God did with your own eyes. And not only that, but I gave you Torah. I gave you my words in the desert. The desert was the place where you came to know how to live for me. Now, that's a snapshot of hundreds of biblical passages that the rabbis draw on to say the desert was the place where God planted us, where we sprouted, and where we grew roots. You can take the Jew out of the desert, one rabbi said, but you cannot take the desert out of the Jew. Now, come with me. Let's go to the desert. Oh, one more thing. I debated whether to leave this in. The word for desert is Dalet Vav Resh. Now, that doesn't mean much to most of you. The English is